I know that, I said, and I couldn't keep the anger and frustration out of my voice. And I know what had to be done. I know it was the only measure that could stop him. I thought I was going to throw up again, and I closed my eyes and leaned on the solid oak length of my carved staff. I got my stomach under control and opened my eyes to face the Merlin. But it doesn't change the fact that we've just murdered a boy who probably never knew enough to understand what was happening to him. Accusing someone else of murder is hardly a stone you are in a position to cast, Warden Dresden. The Merlin arched a silver brow at me. Did you not discharge a firearm into the back of the head of a woman you merely believed to be the corpse taker from a distance of a few feet away, fatally wounding her? I swallowed. I sure as hell had last year. It had been one of the bigger coin tosses of my life. Had I incorrectly judged that a body-transferring wizard known as the Corpse Taker had jumped into the original body of Warden Lucio, I would have murdered an innocent woman and a law-enforcing member of the White Council. I hadn't been wrong, but I'd never just killed anyone before. I've killed things in the heat of battle, yes. I've killed people by less direct means. But Corpse Taker's death had been intimate and coldly calculated and not at all indirect. Just me, the gun, and the limp corpse. I could still vividly remember the decision to shoot, the feel of the cold metal in my hands, the stiff pull of my revolver's trigger, the thunder of the gun's report, and the way the body had settled into a limp bundle of limbs on the ground. The emotion somehow too simple for the horrible significance of the event. I'd killed. Deliberately, rationally ended another's life, and it still haunted my dreams at night. I'd had little choice. Given the smallest amount of time, the corpse taker could have called up lethal magic, and the best I could have hoped for was a death curse that killed me as I struck down the necromancer. It had been a bad day or two, and I was pretty strung out. Even if I hadn't been, I had a feeling that Corpse Taker could have taken me in a fair fight. So I hadn't given Corpse Taker anything like a fair fight. I shot the necromancer in the back of the head because the Corpse Taker had to be stopped, and I'd had no other option. I had executed her on suspicion. No trial, no soul gaze, no judgment from a dispassionate arbiter. Hell, I hadn't even taken the chance to get in a good insult. Bang, thump. One live wizard, one dead bad guy. I'd done it to prevent future harm to myself and others. It hadn't been the best solution, but it had been the only solution. I hadn't hesitated for a heartbeat. I'd done it, no questions, and gone on to face the further perils of that night. Just like a warden is supposed to do. Sort of took the wind out of my holier-than-thou sails. Bottomless, blue eyes watched my face, and he nodded slowly. You executed her, the Merlin said quietly, because it was necessary. That was different, I said. Indeed, your action required far deeper commitment. It was dark, cold, and you were alone. The suspect was a great deal stronger than you. Had you struck and missed, you would have died. Yet you did what had to be done. Necessary isn't the same as right, I said. Perhaps not, he said. But the laws of magic are all that prevent wizards from abusing their power over mortals. There is no room for compromise. You are a warden now, Dresden. You must focus on your duty to both mortals and the council, which sometimes means killing children. This time I didn't hide the contempt, but there wasn't much life to it. Which means always enforcing the laws, the Merlin said, and his eyes bored into mine, flickering with sparks of rigid anger. It is your duty, now more than ever. I broke the stare first, looking away before anything bad could happen. Ebenezer stood a couple of steps from me, studying my expression. Granted that you've seen much for a man your age, the Merlin said, and there was a slight softening in his tone. But you haven't seen how horrible such things can become. Not nearly. The laws exist for a reason. They must stand as written. I turned my head and stared at the small pool of scarlet on the warehouse floor beside the kid's corpse. I hadn't been told his name before they ended his life. Right, I said tiredly, and wiped a clean corner of the gray cloak over my blood-sprinkled face. I can see what they're written in.